While we get ready for the dog days of summer, many of us are looking for a good book to take with us on a day trip, a vacation, or to read by the pool or the beach or a lake. This morning, Emily Crow joins us to present a fine list of books that will have you enjoying the summertime and enjoying a book to become engrossed in. Emily is from the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts. Emily, always very nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me today.
Always a pleasure. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I'm going to start with a book that is probably the best book I've read in the last year or two, although I should maybe preface this by telling listeners that it's perhaps not your typical beach or summer read.
Okay.
I want to start by talking about Yah Jessie's book, Homegoing, which came out last month, and I'm sure you've heard about it a few times already, but it's such an extraordinary work of fiction that I want to be able to tell everybody about it. It's a debut writer. She is a young woman who has written the story of two half-sisters who are born in 18th century Ghana at the height of the slave trade. And one of those sisters is married off to a European slave trader, while the other sister is abducted from her village and sold into slavery. And from that point on, we get one chapter dedicated to each character and each of those characters' descendants. So we're working through generations of their descendants, and it carries the family narrative forward in sort of an epic way, and yet she is able to carry off the story in a mere 300 pages. It's a book that explores the terrible and ongoing repercussions of enslaving a race, but it does it with an eye towards the future where, you know, with enough understanding that people and peoples might be made whole from the fragmented history that slavery has brought upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story of characters who are always seeking their missing part, of looking for home in the next place that they venture. And it's a book that I think is particularly important this summer as things seem to be falling apart around us.
The name of the book is Homegoing, and you have signed copies available.
We do. She did an event with us last month, and she was so completely delightful and wonderful that I know we can expect amazing, amazing things from her down the line. And I'm so glad that she is out there writing books that can change people's lives.
And again, the new book is Homegoing. Next up.
Okay. I will move to the direction of something a little bit lighter. I've got a pair of books that are set in Paris. I'll start with Cara Black's book, Murder on the Quay. Cara Black is a really, really great mystery writer. She's published with the Soho Crime series. And her newest book is actually a prequel, which means anybody who has never read her before can pick this up and start from there. We learn the early life of Amy LeDuc, how she became an investigator, how she left medical school, and what was the story with her dog, with her father, with her grandfather, with her partner. We get all kinds of back history. And beyond that, we get a really, really intriguing story that goes back and forth between late 1980s Paris, when the book opens, and 1940s occupied France. And the murders that happen in present day have their roots in what was happening during World War II. So it is a book that is very evocative of place. It's rich with history. There are very funny parts. It's well written. This, I think, would be what would qualify for a lot of people's typical beach reading. It's so much fun.
And that is by Cara Black.
Yes, Cara Black, Murder on the Quay.
Murder on the Quay. And then next, the other pairing.
The other pairing is by a local author. This is a debut. The author's name is Serena Burdick, and the book is called Girl in the Afternoon. And this is a book that takes place in 1870s Paris. And it's the story of a girl named Amy, and she is born into a wealthy Parisian family, and she wants to become an artist. Her mother hosts salons with with the great thinkers and artists of the day. She trains with Edouard Manet, and she carries a dark secret. She is in love with the boy that her parents basically brought in to raise as her brother. Her parents adopted a child, a boy, when they were both young children. And she falls in love with this boy named Henri, and after basically declaring her love for him, he disappears in the middle of the night. And she spends the next few years looking for him, and she has no idea what has happened, whether he's gone off to join the war or whether he has left France. And one day they are at an art exhibition, and she sees a painting where she is the subject and Henri was the painter. And from that moment on, it just starts one thing of momentum after another, building and building, and you learn about family secrets and expectations and the hardships of a young woman wanting to be an artist at that time. And everything comes together in a really wonderful way, and it's really wonderfully evocative. It's an easy read, it's a quick read, and it will absolutely let you escape to the 1870s Paris.
Girl in the Afternoon by Serena Burdick. All right, Next.
Okay, let's talk about a book that's pretty new in paperback called Church of Marvels. This is a book by a woman named Leslie Perry, and it is set at turn of the 20th century New York City, so it's like 1890s or so, and it picks up with different narratives of unexpected people who sort of live in the shadows of the society. There are two sisters who are circus performers. There is a young man who is a night soiler, and that means he is somebody who basically goes into all of the public toilets and cleans them out at night. Mm-hmm. And there is a young woman who wakes up in an insane asylum and not really knowing how she got there. And the author takes these people and their various narratives and weaves them very delicately into a wonderful hybrid historical fiction that might be something like Mark Helprin or Emma Donoghue would write together. It's an explosion of strange and fantastic origins, and it basically shines a light on the outcasts of these characters who would not otherwise have their own story, and it ends extremely well. I'm not always a fan of books that have multiple narratives because I don't feel that they're always tied in the way they should be or ended well, but Leslie Perry ends her book brilliantly, and you eventually start getting hints of where the story might be going, and it's so richly rewarding by the time you get to the end.
Leslie Perry's Church of Marvels, now out in paperback. And next up.
Okay. Next, there is a book called Speak by Louisa Hall. This is also new in paperback. It's also a debut author. And I want to start by reading the quote from Emily St. John Mandel, who basically says, "This book is the rarest of finds. It's a novel that does not remind me of any other book I've ever read." And I completely agree with her. This is another book that picks up multiple narratives, but unlike Church of Marvels, where everything takes place in one small bit of time, Speak traverses centuries. We start with a poet, a young woman named Mary Bradford, who is leaving the old world and crossing the Atlantic to the new world in the mid-17th century. And we get Alan Turing, who was made famous by helping crack the Enigma Code as a character. And then we also get people from the future, from the late 21st century. And then we even have this artificial intelligence, this robot who is a narrative, who is trying to understand what her place is and why she has been part of a robot race that has been destroyed by humanity. And it's a book that tries to answer the question of what it means to be human by exploring the world of machines and artificial intelligence. And the story is, it crosses time and language and its memory and loss. And it's just this incredible thing that somehow is able to answer what it means for us to have language, to have memory, to be human. And sorry, I'm getting to the point where I'm rambling now. That's the lack of sleep talking.
That's all right.
Just a fantastic story. And it's totally unlike anything I've ever read, as Emily St. John Mandel said about it herself. It's really, really brilliant.
All right. Now, we probably have time for about one more book.
Okay. Then I will talk briefly about the third book from Aaron Becker's trilogy. This book is not out yet. It's actually coming out the first Tuesday in August. But he's the guy who did Journey and then Quest, and his new book is called Return, and it's a beautifully illustrated, wordless children's picture book. And it picks up with the story of the girl who has gone into these fantastical realms. And the story opens, she's trying to get her father's attention, and he's very busy at his drawing desk. And so she goes back into this fantastical world, and something happens, and her father has to go in after her to find her and to discover this world. And it's a wonderful story about parents and children and that bond they have together. It stands on its own just in terms of gorgeous, gorgeous illustrations. They're so lush and dense and three-dimensional. It's hard to believe. And it's a wonderful tribute to the power of imagination. I'm not sure that there's much more that we can ask for in a children's picture book. And we're going to be having signed copies. He's a local author and illustrator to us, and we're very, very excited to be hosting him soon.
Return by Aaron Becker, and that book to come out on the first Tuesday in August. For more information on the Odyssey Bookstore in South Hadley, Massachusetts, you can visit them on College Street in South Hadley or go online, odysseybks.com. Odysseybks.com. We'll have the list up on our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable. Emily Crow, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks so much, Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, you can find the list at wamc.org or odysseybks.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.